Well, today we have the joy of celebrating the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. And I was reading St. Thérèse of Lisieux, The Little Flower, and she, this was some time ago, but there was something that caught me, and that's in the story of the soul that she writes. And she says, this is what she said, "I know that it is a greater grace to be prevented from falling than to be lifted up after a fall." And that's quite something. If you punched me, I gave the kids this example this morning in school mass. I said, if you punched me and I got a black eye, I'll probably forgive you. I'm a priest, I'm supposed to forgive, you know, but we're all, you know, people of faith, we forgive. And but I said, it'd be better if you never did it. And people who deal with horrific drug addictions and horrible, horrible demons that came into their lives just by one little, let's see what this is like. They may get over it one day with enough help, maybe, but it'd be a lot better if they never did it. A country that wages an unjust war against another country, maybe with enough time, the two countries can get along, maybe, but it'd be a lot better if that unjust war had never been waged. This is what she's saying, but she's saying it's true with our sins. It'd be better if we never did it, you know, and Psalm 97, verse 10, it says, "You who love God, hate sin." Hate. We're commanded by the Word of God to hate it. And I think a lot of people don't hate it that much. I don't think I hate it enough. I think we have our favorite things that we sometimes can fall into, and we don't hate it enough. But Jesus, God tells us right here, you got to hate sin. You got to hate it. And you got to hate it a lot. I told the kids at school, I said, this is the only thing that God tells us we can hate. But he doesn't just say you can hate it, you have to. If you want to love God, you got to hate sin. And it'd be better if you never sinned. Now, we're all broken. We're human beings. Today, we celebrate the Immaculate Conception. We celebrate Mother Mary. Mama Mary, as I like to call her, she who was conceived in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, without original sin. She was conceived in the very moments in the womb of Anne without sin. And this is not only so that Jesus, God of the universe, when he comes to this planet, will have a clean vessel, a pure vessel through which to come, to take his presence among us in Bethlehem and then in every tabernacle around the world, even to this day. But it's also to give us an important example and a model of holiness, because she shows us what the life of grace was like before the fall and what it can be for us now because of the sacraments. We don't have any clue the power that we have by our baptism, by our confirmation, by our holy communions, by our confessions. The graces of heaven that come. John Milton said it well in Paradise Lost. You are sufficient to stand, but free to fall. We're sufficient to stand not by our own strength, but because of Jesus. And we have to hate sin enough that we're willing to go to heroic lengths to stand firm in the grace of Jesus Christ against it, under the mantle of Our Lady, to stay in grace. And when we do fall, we go right to confession. None of this kind of around. No, we go right to confession and we get rid of that thing and we say, now this time I'm going to repent. This time I'm going to change my way. This time it's going to be different. This time I'm going to rely more fully on Christ. And this time I'm going to follow more beautifully the example of Mother Mary.
When angel Gabriel comes, he says, "Hail, full of grace." In Greek, in English, it's three words, full of grace. In Greek, it's one, charichamine. And it's a perfect passive participle. And you know what the participle is? It's a verb that turns into an adjective. The running boy. Okay? Participle, running. It's a verb turns into an adjective. It's passive if it was done to it, like the parked bus. Okay, the bus didn't park itself, it was parked. And it's perfect if it, in the sense that it happened before. And this is when this is a very scriptural feast day today that we celebrate, because Charichamine, Mother Mary, you who were made full of grace from the beginning. As Genesis 3:15 said in our first reading, she will crush the head of the ancient foe. And every time we call upon her, she does the same thing. With our every rosary, with our every Hail Mary, our every Salve Regina, our every memorare, our every invoking of Our Lady, we ask her to step on the head of that ancient foe. And just as she is full of grace, at her conception, we can be with the sacraments that Christ died on the cross to give us, that flow from His Sacred Heart, even onto this altar at this Mass. And so it's better to be preserved from falling than to fall. And I think this is a good day for us to say, okay, what's my Marian devotion look like? Am I close enough to Mary? Am I praying my daily rosary? Am I calling on Mother Mary? Do I look at her image? Do I have a devotion to Our Lady? Because we have to. Number two, Jesus did. Okay. Number two is to look at our life in the mirror of our soul and say, what are my favorite sins? Help me hate them. God, Mary, help me hate them. Help me hate these sins so that I don't keep falling into them, because it'd be better if I never did it. And with the grace of God, I don't have to. Like my propensity to gossip, Jesus, preserve me from that in the future. Propensity to say God's name in vain, Jesus, please preserve me from that, because I don't ever want to hurt Your name. My propensity not to do my morning prayers, Jesus, preserve me from that, because I want to start every day with You. I want to do my life with You so I can live with You eternally. My propensity to be addicted to my phone, Jesus, preserve me from that. Help me not waste. You know that if you give an 18-year-old a phone, I just heard this. If you give an 18-year-old a phone and they live to be 80 years old, they'll spend 19 years of their life on their phone. Isn't that crazy? And that's not anything before 18. Like, Jesus, preserve me from this stuff. Preserve me from what is not good, holy, and beautiful. Mother Mary, pray for me. And so we throw this to our Lord today, and we say, thank You, Lord. And we ask Mother Mary to wrap her mantle around us, and that she might hold us always in her Immaculate Heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.